Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Angel Antics. This is DC Love. I'm one of your hosts. I'm waiting for Eileen Powers. She sent me a message. Her wings were in the repair shop, so I guess she had to find an alternative mode of transportation. She said, don't worry, I'll be there. I may be a few minutes late, but I'm going to be there. So with that being said, we're going to start our show, and I'm sure Eileen will be here shortly. I'd like to start off and introduce Angel Nathaniel. Blessings, beloved ones. I am Angel Nathaniel. I am known as the Angel of Purpose. I would like to help you to connect with the magic in your life. Come join me now on a magic carpet ride. This amazing journey is going to take you to a land far away where you will discover the true essence of your being. This adventure is going to help you as well to discover pure joy. Please let go of anything that is holding you back and reunite now with your dreams and your desires. You have the ability to decide what you will create in your life, and you can change your path at any time, and you could also choose something that really excites and inspires you. Imagine the abundance that begins to flow into your life as you express your joy. On the distant horizon, you see a land that you wish to explore. We now guide the magic carpet to land. You feel so much love as you step onto the ground. You feel like you're in the midst of a fairy tale. A renewed sense of hope comes over you, and now you believe anything is possible. Everyone you meet greets you with a heartwarming smile. You are accepted just the way you are. Everything is absolutely perfect. You now feel like the sky is the limit. There is nothing that can hold you back. You know that you are truly free to choose whatever makes your heart sing. And this beautiful journey has renewed your sense of wonder. You gain clarity and know exactly what steps are needed to fulfill your dreams and to serve your life purpose. You are completely filled now with love and joy. You are clearly hearing the longings of your soul. Light and love fill you completely. Your story is now filled with happiness, love, fulfillment, and positivity. Your life purpose is evident. You are ready to continue on your soul mission. Connecting with your passion brings joy to yourself as well as the world. You and Nathaniel return now to the magic carpet and begin the journey home. As you arrive back to where you started your journey, you now thank Nathaniel for this wonderful experience and all the love and the joy that you found along the way. You are ready to continue your journey with renewed hope and pure joy. Angel Nathaniel reminds you to always have faith in your dreams and that he is always ready to help you to connect with your true power. When life seems to get a little bit stagnant, Nathaniel will be waiting once again to take you on yet another magic carpet ride. He waves goodbye for now. Okay, and with that being said, I'm going to bring on our first caller. Good afternoon, 914. Welcome to Angel Antics.
Hello.
Hello, area code 914. Welcome to Angel Antics.
Hi.
Hi. What do we have with us this evening?
Good. Thank you. How are you?
Good. Hi, Katerina. Is that you?
Yes. Yeah. I saw it. Your Facebook
carpet ride?
So I was like, oh, let me listen in.
Oh, beautiful. Well, you showed up there, and your number was just like little sparkles all over it. Did you join us for the magic carpet ride?
Yes, I did. I love those
awesome.
Angels. The archangels know. That's awesome. Yes.
Yes.
That was beautiful.
Well, are you open to some angel messages? Because you came up for a reason.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Oh, thank you.
The first message
thank
that
you.
We have coming in, Katerina, is The angels are asking you to go with the flow. And just know that the universe does have a plan for you. So please don't try to fight it. Just go with the flow. And when you do, you're going to see how amazingly easy life is going to be. The angels are saying, Kat, you've been forcing your way through life for a little while now. But now it's just time to stop trying so hard and just let life happen. And, you know, at times it's hard to give up control. But when we do, we're going to find that there's something even greater than we've imagined waiting for us, okay? So to get where you need to be, Katarina, you've got to trust that the universe knows best. And remember, life was never supposed to be hard, okay? So let go now, go with the flow, and you're going to, you know, you're going to get where you belong, okay? And the situation that we're talking about does require you to have trust. But Ginger's coming in, she's saying, Kat, there's something really great coming into your life. So, girlfriend, relax.
Awesome.
Okay, so it is going to be amazing. And the angels are saying, Kat, you are so powerful. You know, don't give up. Use that beautiful natural strength that you have, and you can help yourself, and as well, you can help others. And you're stronger than you give yourself credit for, Kat. Do not let others take away your power with any kind of words or actions. Now is the time that you've really got to, you know, claim your strength and, you know, and be determined and keep fighting for what you're wanting. If you need help, ask the angels. They're there. If you need help, Ginger's waiting too. And she has Joan Rivers with her, and they have an army ready and willing to fight for your Kat. Okay?
They're just saying,
give us the word, girlfriend. But don't give up before your miracle occurs, because, Kat, you are strong. You have given away, like, a little bit of your power. Take it back. Ginger's saying, take it back. And believe in yourself. You know, get out there, swing on those swings. You know, that's what Ginger's saying. Get out there, girlfriend, swing on those swings. Okay?
Yeah.
But Ginger's showing me there are, oh my gosh, there's like a divine team of angels that are protecting you. And if you have any fears, now is the time to release them. Okay? And you have powerful angels around you. Just know, Kat, that you are safe. There's nothing to fear. And as we know, when we, you know, when we spell out fear, it's, you know, false evidence appearing real. And that's just ego trying to, you know, hold you back, Kat, okay?
Yeah.
And if you connect with your higher self, you know that you can move forward with positive results. And Ginger's saying, Kat, connect with that goddess within, okay?
Okay.
And she's also calling upon Archangel Michael. She's saying, hey, Mike, Kat needs you, okay? So Archangel Michael is coming in now. And he's surrounding you, Katarina, with this beautiful blue light, okay? And Ginger's just saying, you know, you don't know how much you are loved, okay? So she's saying, Katarina, at this time, she's asking that you make a wish.
Oh, I love it.
Okay, you don't have to tell us what the wish is. She's saying, no, you know, don't tell us what the wish is. That's for you, just for you to know. Okay, and Mother Mary agrees. She wants you to be strong, okay? And she's there to help you as well. And I'm getting that the situation that, you know, that you have at hand needs a little bit of healing. So this is sort of, as well, a test of faith, okay? And Ginger's saying you just need to have a little bit more faith, Kat. And everything is going to, you know, happen as it's supposed to happen. And she sees solutions, you know, coming to you. She's standing next to Mother Mary and Jesus and the angels. And she's saying, Kat, if you could see everything from my perspective, you would see how beautiful and bright your future truly is. And it really is beautiful, Kat. So she wants you to make sure that you promise that you're not going to fear anything, because you have a divine team with you, and you have Joan and Ginger, and that's enough to scare anybody. So they're gonna make sure that you're protected, Kat, okay? But Ginger, she's saying, wait, Mom, one more message, I think, for Kat. Okay, Ginger, okay. Okay, so what is she showing? Okay, so she's bringing your dad in, and he's sort of like, he has his hands on the clock, Katarina. And he's stopping time, basically, is what she's saying. And he's telling us that you're running around constantly. And he's asking you what the hurry is. What is the big hurry? You've got to slow down. You've got to relax. You know, and start enjoying your life. And Ginger's singing the song, Slow Down, You Move Too Fast. You've got to make the morning last. So she's singing, and I don't sing very well, so I'm not going to sing the song. But you're just supposed to slow down, you know, and just when you slow down, you know what, you live in the moment and you get to live life to the fullest, okay? So your dad is standing next to Ginger and to Joan, and then I see the angels, the archangels, your guards, your guides, your guardians. Oh, my gosh, you have this big, massive divine team. And all of them agree, Kat, that you've got to embrace your power and you've got to do it now, okay?
Yeah.
Because you are this magnificent, powerful being, okay? You've been going through a big transformation, too, so I don't know if you felt it. You know, sometimes it feels a little crazy. Okay, but Ginger's saying, girlfriend, things aren't falling apart. They're falling together for you, okay? And when all is said and done, she's saying you're going to have this new life that you positively adore, okay? So she's saying, in the meantime, surround yourself with positive people. Go play on the swings. Be open to new ideas. And know that everything happening is going to happen for the better, Kat.
Oh,
and that's what we have
for you.
Okay, and like
you
said, give
so amazing.
Give friend Joan a shout out if you get into trouble. They're you know, all they have to do is hear you say their name, and they'll be right by your side, hon.
Aww. Oh, thank you. I swear, just before I called it, I mean, seriously, just such divine guidance. Just before I called, I went on a walk, and I was seriously hearing, like, it's almost time for gingerbread coffee. But it was Ginger, you know, I feel like, you know, that connection.
Yeah.
I just think it's so real. And I was just hearing Ginger. And I was like, yeah, it's almost time for gingerbread coffee. But, it was like, I believe it was her nudging. Yeah.
It was. Yes. And with that being said, hold on. Don't leave just yet. Hello, Twisted Sister.
Hello, girlfriends. How are you?
Good. Eileen, I let everyone know that your wings were in the repair shop, and then you had to find alternative transportation. So we're glad that you joined us.
I did, but I arrived. I finally landed, and I'm here, and I'm so thrilled to be here. I do have a little bit for Katarina, but I'm not sure I don't think it's too much different than what you've given her, but maybe just a little bit
different
perspective.
Spit it out. Go ahead, Eileen.
Well, what I have for you, Katarina, is there's really been a lot going on lately, and you've had some needs to make some decisions, but you need to consider those approaches a little bit more carefully. So watch how you've been approaching things. Moreover than the things that are happening, it's maybe the way you look at it, how you're approaching it. Here's an approach. You buy something at the store and it's not really what you want, and you go to return it and you get huffy and puffy with the client, the people in customer service, and then they're huffy and puffy back. Or you go in and you're all sweet and kind, like you always are, sweetheart, and you say, I so foolishly bought the wrong one. The little end doesn't fit into the other end, and I need to return it. And I just want to buy a new one. And they're usually like, oh, okay, great. But they deal with you differently. So it's how you approach the situation. But I'm also seeing that it's very possible that a new person is going to be entering your life. And as this happens, I actually see Serafina, who is the angel of families, that she is surrounding you and making some happy changes around your family life. So this can be, you know, this is going to be a big change for you. I do see that it really has to do with a new relationship. Either that, if you happen to already be in one, it's going to change that. The phase of that relationship is going to change. But I really, you know, I don't think you are in a relationship, so I really feel more that someone's coming in and that's going to make a happy change, and that, you know, this possibly, I'm not seeing that it says marriage or anything, but I am seeing that, you know, you need to honor the guidance of your heart, and that this is going to be very beneficial. It's going to be a happy change, and it's going to be a change for your whole family structure. So, you know, whether they come in to support your family in a certain way, You know, they're going to be very family oriented and very supportive of you in that way. I am seeing that you have been becoming more and more spiritually connected, more psychic. These spiritual experiences have really been coming through quite a lot lately, and it is really changing your way of viewing the world. And so these are really, you need to allow those spiritual gifts to really open up through you, whether it be through a little bit more prayer, through maybe studying, taking a class, or, you know, developing your skills in some way in a spiritual manner. Is what that's going to do is that's actually going to bring you more balance into your life. That balance is a need for you to have, it's going to bring you into a rhythm of perfect timing. And so that you will always, as you do this, you're out of step at this time due to you're not really accepting and utilizing the gift that you have of the psychic abilities that you have. And so more or less you kind of know it happens and then you kind of brush it off and go, oh, well, that's, I'm not really psychic. That couldn't be a real message. And but they are, and you are developing and you are growing. And each time you reach out to someone like DC and myself to ask for readings, that is bringing you vibrationally closer to your own self. And have the ability to read for others, for yourself. Whether you realize it or not, you really are moving forward in this way. That's why you have a tendency to reach out. You have a tendency to join spiritual groups that are doing psychic work or, you know, some type of work as we do. And that's the message I have for you. Is that, do you understand? Does that resonate?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You've been getting a lot more messages. Yeah, I think you've been getting a lot more messages lately.
Yeah. So. Yeah, hearing things, just like I said, I don't know if you heard, like, I was just walking before I came in and saw DC's message, and all I kept on hearing was, like, gingerbread coffee, and, like, seriously, I didn't even press one. I was just listening to DC's lovely introduction, and all of a sudden I heard 914. I was like, oh, you know, so yeah, no,
right.
Totally.
Right. And not only that, then you were drawn to come back to us and make a call today to listen in. So,
you ladies are just fabulous.
Well, you're being driven to be around us to share that beautiful spiritual energy, which is what all of our callers do when they're with us here on the phone. DC, I know DC, and I know myself, and I know what we do together because we've discussed it. And we open up our heart space while we're on this call with everyone, and we allow their energy to flow around us and our energy to flow to you. And everyone, you know, that is on the show, even those that listen to the archives. So know that we are with you. We're sharing our beautiful energy with your beautiful energy to raise the vibration of this planet.
Yes, that's beautiful, especially when you, like, you know, anybody, you know, turns on TV or reads the papers and it's so, like, doom and gloom, you know, the fear-mongering. I just think it's so beautiful what you ladies do and share.
Yeah.
It's the perfect antidote. You know,
well,
yeah,
and I have,
thank you.
Katarina.
Yeah.
So when you said that, time left on our show was 11111. It was just all ones.
Wow.
So that was amazing.
Wow.
That was really beautiful. But thank you so much for calling in. And the angels always know when you need a, you know, to hear a message. So we thank you. And I'm going to put you back on hold and. Please, you know, stay with us and let us know when all this excitement starts, okay?
Of course. Thank you, both of you, so much. Love you both. Thank you. Many blessings. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling. Love you.
Love you, too, both of you. Thank you.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Of course.
Okay. Are we ready for another call, Eileen?
Yes, we are. It's a good day.
Okay. Area code 256.
Yeah,
it's time for your
angel. What
angel antics. Area code 256.
Yeah, this is Kimberly. How are you?
Good.
Hi, Kimberly.
How are you?
Good. Good.
Did you have a question for us today?
Well, job search, career.
You're on a job search. All right. Well, let's see what your angels have to tell you today. The first thing I have for you is actually a question. And that is, what is it that you...
What is it that I what?
Well, pardon?
No, what was your
What'd
question?
You say?
No, I say, what was your question?
So what do you desire right now?
And to be in a place where someone appreciates me, yeah.
Yeah. But your question was about a job. And so the answer to that really is visualize it, and it will come to you.
Okay.
Decide what it looks like. Watch yourself doing that job. Watch yourself smiling while doing that job. Watch yourself receiving a wonderful paycheck and being thrilled about receiving that paycheck. Any ideas of negativity, like, oh, no, I can't get a job, nobody wants to hire me, what's going on? All those things block your progress. And so you have to sit in the positive. Now, if you're having trouble doing that, the best way to do it is to drop into meditation, take a yoga class, do something that's going to create some well-being within you to bring you spiritually minded back to a state of positivity. And that is also, in addition, going to give you a lot of spiritual growth and move you forward, you know, on the planet itself. You've got a lot of fear surrounding money. And so you've got to have the wisdom that right now you may need to accept help from others, especially since your employment is very uncertain right now. So what it's saying is, that you've actually got to stretch your wings and maybe look into areas that you wouldn't have looked in. Don't underestimate yourself. You've learned other jobs in the past. Why can't you learn another one now? There's no reason, no matter what age you are, that you can't change what you're doing. Many people that change all of what they're doing and create new jobs or new businesses for themselves in their 60s and 70s. And you certainly don't sound that old. So I can't imagine that you can't recreate. It's kind of like relationships. Not all relationships are meant forever. Jobs are the same way. Careers are the same way. I mean, I know many of people that studied their greatest passion in college and got real tough degrees and, really hard ones to work towards. And worked in that for a little while, but something better came along and somebody saw their genius and they were sucked up and they're just moving up the corporate ladder and they're thrilled with their progress. Although it wasn't in the study that they thought they'd be working in the rest of their life, a new door opened. And so you never know what's going to open for you. Always be willing to move towards something that you can see is really, really great. So stretch your wings and put yourself out there and assert yourself and let yourself know you can do anything. Tell yourself, stand outside with your arms spread wide. I am amazing. I can do anything. I can recreate my life at this point, and I can do it again tomorrow if I so choose. And then do that. Enjoy that. Spend a little quiet time with yourself and assess yourself. This will create a very successful self-employment for you, which is what I think I see you going toward, is creating more of a self-employment. And that's going to allow you to enjoy life's little pleasures. You might have to get a little bit more, you might have to take a little class or, you know, some type of study for you to really figure out what that is or to get, you know, maybe gain the skills to do that. But the angels are really guiding you towards that direction. They will help you. Ask you, everyone is born with at least minimum of 2 guardian angels when they are born. They often stay with them throughout a lifetime. On occasion, they will change, but you never have less than 2. But you can have more. Reach out to your angels and ask them to guide you, to help you, to let you know how to figure this out. And that's the message I have for you today. I hope that resonates with you.
It does. Thank you.
You're welcome.
DC, and Kimberly, this is DC. Yes. Well, I was watching the switchboard, and Ginger came in, and she's saying, Kimberly, she's whispering in your ear, this is only a test, okay? So she's saying, girlfriend, remain optimistic. Okay? Do not let what you're feeling interfere with what you're wanting. Ginger is saying you can overcome anything. Just, you know, she's saying dream big, okay? So what she's showing me is that, you know, she's sort of giving me a sneak peek, and the angels are working behind the scenes, Kimberly, but you can't see it right now. So you've just got to trust in what you can't see, okay? Ginger is
okay.
Opportunities coming your way. Okay, so you're going to, you know, you're going to align with your purpose, and you're going to have the clarity that is needed, okay? And Ginger says, you know, Ginger's saying, Kimberly, don't get discouraged. It may take a little while, but you're closer than you think, okay? So you're really close. And sort of it's giving you a chance to look at things from a different perspective is what I'm getting, okay? As you know, we've spoken to you before, Kimberly, you are a powerful, powerful, powerful co-creator, correct?
Mm-hmm.
You've got to align yourself with spirit and just, you know, stay detached from the outcome because we know that the outcome contains a lot of miracles, okay?
Right.
And Mother Mary is coming in and she's letting you know that love is always the answer to your questions. Okay, so just, you know, if there's anything that's feel uneasy or anything, please give it to the angels. She's, you know, the angels are going to bring it to Mother Mary. And just, you know, you've got to stay optimistic is what I'm getting. Just stay optimistic because you are attracting beautiful opportunities. You know, the miracles are coming. And I'm even getting, you know, relationships. So I don't know if you, you know, if you were thinking about relationships, but I'm getting the word relationships as well. Okay?
Okay.
So you're, it's, you know, you're manifesting more than just, you know, another job. It's going to be amazing. And Ginger is saying that you're going to have solutions for all of your problems. She's asking you that you stay a little bit more grounded, okay? And anything that you felt like was hard or it's going away and it's moving in a more beautiful direction, one that you're going to be excited about. So Ginger is saying expect a beautiful opportunity, you know, a new job, a new opportunity. And it's sort of in alignment with your creative talent. What do you do creatively? Because she's saying you're a very creative woman, and it's going to bring you success.
Okay,
so focus on, you know, what it is that you love to do. Tap into that beautiful talent, and you're going to tap into amazing resources. And just speak now of success and prosperity, Kimberly. And that's what we have for you this evening. I hope that helps.
It does. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Take care and stay in touch, Kimberly. Thank you.
I will.
Bye. Bye.
Okay,
what do we have next?
My board is.
Your board is bouncing.
It's like a bouncing ball. It's bouncing.
I know how that works.
Hello, 918. It's great to connect with you.
I know how that board is.
Me and Eileen
Hello.
With Angel Ant.
Hello.
Can we have your name? Hello.
My name is Karen.
Hi, Taylor. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
And do you have a question for us today?
I'd just like to find out if my angels have anything new to say.
All right. Well, let's ask them. Give me just a second here. Well, the first thing I have for you is lately you've had this idea that you're trapped. And it's actually a lack of self-confidence and is actually quite an illusion that you have you have believed is true. And it is not. It's your ego telling you you're not enough. And you are enough. You've always been enough. God would not create something that wasn't enough. And you are. You've also had this illusion of being trapped in a situation. And there is no trapping. Because we have free will. And at any point, you can take that free will and take action. And I'm hearing, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. So don't be afraid to take action. This is your life. You only have one this time around. And it is your time to take your power and fly high. And right now, you need to do it. It might threaten a lot of other people, but guess what? Don't descend. Don't come down, because others soon will aspire to rise up to a higher occasion rather than staying in where they're at this level without ever rising. I mean, we're not meant to just stay status quo. Humans just aren't meant to do that. We're always meant to rise. And with rises, there comes an ebb and flow. And so it's kind of like the weather. You know, in the summer we have hot sun, da-da-da, and in the winter it's cold and blustery, at least here in, you know, the Northern Hemisphere. And so there is this pattern of up, down, up, down, up, down. So there also is with our life. But with that, it should be a steady rising, though. So we're talking more like a staircase where you take a step up and you hit a plateau for a time, and then you take another step up as you learn things throughout the progression of your lifetime. And so now is your time to take that step up. Please do not be afraid. You've got the power and the creativity within you, and you really are, you know, a player, a team player. You can bring others up with you, but if they're not willing to play, you know, you got. If you want to stay, you got to pay to play. And so think about that when you think about the people in your life. If they're not willing to pay the time and the effort in order to help move up, then you got to move up those steps anyway. All right, that's what I'm saying. And it really is time to buckle down and get this done. Honor some of those commitments you made to yourself. And again, as I told the other caller, ask your guardian angels to call upon you, and they will really help you. But know that you also have another side of you. People have a tendency to come and ask you things, and you have the ability of offering those spiritual gifts. One of the things you might want to do is have an Akashic record reading, which basically that's what DC and I tap into. Any spiritual reader or anyone, you know, that channels or messages, things like that, are technically tapping into what we call the Akashic records. And although they are written, I in some ways feel that they do change, you know, just like the magical books in Harry Potter, the words in the book will just change. Well, what creates those changes is our free will. As we use our humanness and our free will, the records have to be somewhat rewritten because we made a different choice than what was the plan. And the plan is rewritten, and things are again reorganized and fall back into place like every puzzle should. But have the faith and the hope, because there really is something positive coming your way. You're right on the edge. It's a new horizon, and I know you can't see it yet, but it really is your time to move up and move forward. So just buckle down and use. It's going to come from creativity, though. It's not just going to come from hard work and tenacity. It's actually going to become from creative thinking and creating something new for yourself. We are creators. We can just follow along. We can be sheeples. We can follow along. But we are also, each and every one of us are creators. And it is your time to step forward and create. And that's the message I have for you today. I hope it resonates with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Karen, this is DC. The first
Hi,
thing that
DC.
I have is Leonard Nimoy is, yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Karen, the first thing I have for you is Leonard Nimoy is coming in, and he is saying fascinating is a word that I use for the unexpected. So that was
Thank
your first
you.
Message, okay? And he's smiling, and he's there to help you in whatever way you need help. Now he is joined by Archangel Raguel, and Archangel Raguel is talking about infinite possibilities around you. Karen, be willing to see beyond what is before you. Be willing to see beyond the limitations that others may place upon you. And please, be willing to dream. Be willing to step beyond your comfort zone, okay? And be willing to release, you know, past failures. And choose to just see the lessons learned and the opportunities that are yet before you. You've got to be willing to recognize those limited possibilities before you. And Ginger is coming in, and she's saying, Karen, just be yourself. Because when you're yourself, you are enough. You are the most incredible, unique being, and never pretend to be anybody but you, Karen, okay?
Thank
when
you.
When you're present, your love, you know, your love is so amazing, and your love, you know, it's just, oh my gosh, it's just like it's encompassing everything, and she's saying, Karen, please share yourself today, share your love with the world, okay? And when you do, you're going to see that you're going to change, you know, everything around you. And she's saying, you have so many tools that you're not taking advantage of right now. There's a lot of information that you're going to need before you could really move forward. But you've got to start exploring a little bit, okay? And she's saying, you know, just as Spock would say, make sure that you observe everything as well. Okay, so this is a time to really, like, go back and look at things again because you're going to have an important decision coming your way. So you've got to be a truth seeker. And do not let anyone else influence your, you know, your decision-making process. Do not. This is yours and yours alone is what Ginger is saying, Karen. You have an amazing journey, you know, before you. So just make sure that you don't let any kind of negative thoughts come in, okay? And I'm getting, I don't know if you like your, you know, the job that you have presently. Excuse me, but I'm getting there might be like a sudden change of luck for you. And Ginger's showing me, like, new financial avenues are opening up, okay? So she's saying, girlfriend, just, you know, concentrate and know what you want, and then you're going to see, you know, a little bit more clearly, and then you're going to see that life is abundant, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of, like, financial issues that you have, you know, presently, they're going to just, she's showing me, she's sweeping them away. So expect change around money, okay? And you're going to see that your present situation is going to change as well, okay?
Great.
Be at peace. You know, Archangel Azrael coming in, and it's time to let go of the past, Karen, because the future is so much more than the past, and it no longer stores you, it no longer serves you. Ginger's saying, please start writing a new story, okay? Your old
yes.
story, you know, is worn out and everything, and it doesn't, you know, include how amazing that you've become, okay? So if you need a little help, Archangel Azrael is going to be there. He's wrapping his two big, beautiful, loving wings around you, Karen, okay? And he's saying, please, you know, let go of the part of life that you've lived that no longer serves you, okay? And that's what I have for you. I hope that helped.
Thank you very much. It's wonderful.
Oh, you're welcome, Karen. Please stay in touch with us and let us know how everything is going, okay?
I sure will. Sometimes I have trouble getting through. But
okay,
I did
well, the
it
angels
this
made-
time.
Yes, the angels made sure, and that, I think Lenny was the one that, you know, said, everybody move aside. Karen needs to speak to the angels today.
Yeah.
So you did make it through.
But thank it was
you
sure
so
great.
Much. Oh, angel
Thanks.
Blessings, and we look forward to hearing from you again, Karen. God bless.
Bye-bye, Karen. Angel blessings.
Okay, Eileen, my thing is jumping like a Mexican jumping bean here. And for
all
some
right,
reason,
well,
I don't... Yeah, for some reason, I can't see all the calls, and I don't know what's going on here.
Uh-oh.
Okay, hold on. Okay, I'm
well,
going to try
I'll
to get another
you,
call.
But there's been some crazy energy the last 2-3 days. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to try to take another caller here. Let's see. Hi, 603, you're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Yeah, it's Karen. Hi, DC. Hi, Eileen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Welcome. How are
Hi.
You tonight?
I'm well. Yourself?
Great. Doing really well. Do you have any questions for us tonight, or would you just
yes,
like a general?
Yes. Yeah, I'd like to know what you see with my job and anything else with any special man coming into my life.
All right. Well, for me, I will just check and I will see what your angels want you to know right now. It's probably the best
okay.
with that question. Well, what I'm hearing is, when it comes to your job, that skilled work is actually has been very rewarding. And, you know, it's all about learning everything you can about the subject, the topic, being a specialist rather than just, you know, a worker by being, you know, it's one thing to take care of an HR department at a small company. It's another thing to go back to school and have a degree in human resources. And where you can actually manage a large corporation. So, it's kind of like that about the skilled work. So anything that you haven't learned about what you do, go back and learn more because that's what's going to benefit them. It is a very traditional viewpoint and, you know, way to do things. But it really is time for you to buckle down and take care of that and just really make that commitment. And it's a commitment that you kind of made to yourself before that you were going to learn more and
yes.
you were going to, you know, expand a little bit more. And you really haven't encompassed the whole. And that was really your goal. And so I'm telling, you know, your angels are suggesting that you go back and you learn more. And encompass more of your job with those, you know, with the skills, taught skills that you gain. You will be highly rewarded for it. So just know to go and do that. As you do that, it's going to bring you into a community of people, and you're actually, it's going to be that networking is where you're going to gain almost more information than you are sitting the studies from the book and stuff like that. So you're going to be a little disappointed because you're going to go, I'm not really learning that much in that class. But boy, the things I learned from the other gals that are in the industry. So
right.
Do you see?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I do see what
and
you're
so
saying.
That's that's one of the reasons why, you know, they're wanting you to go back into a community where there is that higher level skill for you to pick up from. So just buckle down and get things done because it is really, like I said, time to honor your commitment. Ask your angels to help you if you get frustrated or whatever. Ask them to help you, but it is time to take your action and get in touch with the truth because you trusted yourself before and you have a gut instinct that's, you know, kind of what you want. And lovingly assert yourself. Honor yourself. Love yourself for doing this. Again, I just keep getting the same thing. Again, the next thing I have is, I'm going to read it verbatim. It's the goddess Maya. And she's saying, you know, schooling, study, education, help your life's purpose and personal growth at this time. The angels will guide you and help you with this process. That's verbatim. And, you know, I mean, nothing can be clearer than that. It's just like they want to push you. The other thing that I do have for you, which is just a little bit not in line with this, is Archangel Raphael is coming in. And he's saying that you have some physical challenges and that he is there to help you. He is a healer, and you are also a healer. And you have the ability to not only heal those things that you feel are challenges, which may be, you know, a little of why you haven't taken care of all this schooling in the past, but call upon him, and he will help you with all those challenges, whether it be physical, whether it be learning, whether it be mental, whether no matter what it is, you know, the variety of energy around us. But he will be there to heal any situations that aren't working well, including the one that has been holding you back from going through this process. And I think that's actually where he's coming in, is he is there
I am going to school now.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, then that's very supportive. And is it taking classes in what you do for work?
No, I work with people with disabilities, and I take classes for medical, medical assistant.
But you help people with disabilities right now.
I help people, but yes, but it is kind of in the same realm. It's helping people.
I would say it is. You know, I had one daughter that's now a nurse, and she helped people with. She actually worked in hospice. First, she helped people with disabilities. You know, it's that compassion in you that's called to that direction. So continue to study. And basically, they're saying if you need help with anything along the way, call upon your guardian angels and Archangel Raphael to heal any situations that are, you know, come about. That are, feel like challenges to you, you can break down those walls by calling on your angels. And that's what I have for you. I don't have anything about, you know, a new relationship or anything. Everything I've got really is pushing you in the direction that you're going. It's a very good choice, and I honor you for studying medical fields of any sort.
Well,
it's very
thank you.
And very needed.
Yes.
Angel Blessings, let's see what DC has for you.
Okay, thank you.
Of course.
Yes, Karen, the first thing that I'm getting is, you know, if you're looking for love, you've got to make sure that you make room in your life and in your heart for love. You've got to make space, okay? And it starts by, you know, removing things you don't want or you no longer need. You've got to create that beautiful, loving atmosphere that's going to attract that special someone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to start by loving yourself first, of course.
Yeah.
So right now is the time to just love you first. And the angels are saying, Karen, good things come to those who wait, okay? So don't push, you know, before you're ready. I'm getting like, you know, for the next couple weeks at least, just the next couple weeks, this is a time to just, you know, to focus on yourself. So it's not really a good time to, like, start a relationship, like, presently, but it's coming very soon. So you really have to start by focusing on you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, what are they showing me? I see how very self-confident you are. You know, the angels are saying, please get out there and, you know, have a little fun. And, you know, just get out there and mingle is what I'm getting. You've got to get out there. Okay, what are they showing me? I keep hearing the word soon. That's what they keep saying soon.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm also getting the person that you may meet, I think they're going to be in the financial field in some way, okay?
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're also showing me, like, your income and their income are going to be, like, not in balance, but they're saying don't let that bother you, okay?
Okay, does that mean...
In other words, one of you is going to make quite a lot more money than the other, and sometimes people get a little bit uneasy with that, okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah, fine.
And just be open to all the possibilities that are coming your way. And, you know, there's not listen, you're going to have your choice, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And take your time and just, you know, get to know them. And you are going to end up having a deep, soulful, happy relationship, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing initially there might be some kind of, like, you know, fear involved, and the angels are saying, Karen, all is well. In regard to business, I'm getting a beautiful green light around you. The universe is working, you know, in your favor. It's, you know, it is going to serve your highest and your best, and an amazing opportunity is going to happen for you. You're a natural leader, and you have beautiful qualities, and it's going to end up bringing you the job that you truly deserve. Okay? So that's what I have for you. I hope that helps.
Yeah, that does.
And just
let
the messages empower you this evening, and, you know, start on by really, like, loving yourself first and, you know, do something nice for you. Connect with your joy, you know, and then when, you know, those special people come along, take that leap of faith and get to know them, because that one of them is going to be that special someone, okay? But it's not too far off.
Okay.
And that's what we have for you, Karen. Thank you for calling us, and I hope you have a wonderful evening. You're welcome.
You
too. Angel
Thanks,
bless.
Guys.
All right.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Now, I'm trying to see this. This board is, like, all over the place, so I'm just going to see what I can get here, Eileen.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, this it's just a crazy board tonight. I don't know what it's doing. Okay, I think I, like, half of the calls or whatever, they're just not showing up. Okay, let me see what I can pull up now. Area code 808, it's really great to connect with you. This is DC, and I'm here with Eileen on Angel Antics. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, welcome. Hey. And what's your name?
My name is Roslyn. I called before, and hope you guys are having an awesome day.
Yes,
okay,
I feel pretty good. Yeah, pretty powerful day today. And how are you doing? Good.
I'm doing pretty good. So I just was wondering if any messages, like, do the angels have messages for me? That's something that I need.
They always want to talk, and that's why they encouraged you to call in. Because they do. They are excited to talk to you, and it gives them an opportunity. And so I've never seen a day when they didn't have some messages. So what I'd like to tell you today is that you haven't been making enough time for yourself and those around you. There's been too many activities going along, and, you know, there's been a lot of things happening, but they are coming, most of them are coming to a phase of ending here pretty soon. So you do see light at the end of the tunnel, but, you know, what your angels are saying is make time for those around you, because it really is important to spend time with them. You don't know how long they'll be there or, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, take the time to really spend some time with them. Like we said, you are at the end of a phase. And part of this phase is actually going to bring you, like to the last caller, I told her it's kind of like going up steps where you hit a landing. And for you, this journey is part of a spiritual transformation. And so you are really at the end of one spiritual phase, and you're going to be moving into another phase. So watch for new synchronicities. Last week, the caller was asking about what numbers mean. And, you know, so you've got 3 0s, 3 1s, 2s, 8s, 9s.
Yeah.
And really, as I see the progression, and, you know, with the other references that, you know, other writers and such have made towards it, you know, i.e. like Doreen Virtue, she has a book on numbers. And really, the different numbers brings you through different phases. And so, like, the brief description of it is when you see zeros, you're kind of at a zero point. When you see ones, new things are happening. When you see three, things are aligning. Fours are always representative of angels. So once you hit four, it's like the angels are beside you, helping you, guide you on your way. And you see eight, and you've brought it to an infinite level. And you see nine, the nines tell you it's time to move on. So with those phases in mind, right now you are moving from zero back to one, but each time you've come up another rung of that ladder, another step up, or sometimes two steps up. So you are in that phase right now where you are moving into a new phase of spirituality. So look for things around you. Look for tiny lights around the sides of your eyes that you're not expecting to see. Synchronicities, like numbers lining up.
So what do I do? Because I see those already. And, like, what do I acknowledge it? Because it seems like once I acknowledge it, it goes away. Like, ha-ha. Here we are. Nope. I'm not going to mess up. Did you see that? I'm like, I saw that. So why don't you just hang around?
Think about it like fairy energy. They don't really want you to see them, but yet they want you to see them. But they don't stick around for long. It's kind of like a Peter Pan syndrome. The Tinkerbell. She flights there, and just as you go to grab her, she flights away. It's like a fairy energy, liken it to angels. The different colors of the chakras you'll kind of see in different lights.
A lot of white.
Yeah, I see a variety of colors, and often when I'm doing healing work, I get a variety of colors that I see in my mind's eye. I know a number of years ago, DC and I were going through some different experiences, and luckily we were at the same similar stages in our growth path. And, I won't share DC's experiences. I'll let her throw out a few because some of hers were pretty spectacular and very interesting that she was seeing things on a regular basis. But, anyway, it is part of that journey, and you are making a step up. So let me move on with this reading, because that's about your spiritual transformation. So just go with it. And part of seeing that and not being able to really look at it or capture it is, acknowledge it's there in your mind. Talk to them with your mind and say, I saw you. Don't think you got away from me. And then, so just do that. It's kind of like a fairy game. And you really will be successful. So just have the confidence to accept that those little opportunities that are coming your way and really being offered. Because as you play with that energy, and be playful, because it is a very playful energy, just know that you have a little bit of a Midas call them in. So don't forget to do that. On another situation, I think something's been kind of going on lately, and you're really confused, and you've been indecisive about about coming to wit's end with it. And the problem is you really don't have enough information. You need to do more research. You really need to maybe even seek professional advice and before you make that decision. You really are not empowered enough to make a good decision. And any decision is not always the best decision. A good decision is always the best. So please go and collect that information that you really actually need to collect. And also make sure that you look at things from, many points of view, not one or two. Nothing is two-sided. If there's two people involved, it's, multifaceted, like crystal. It just, the energy goes all different directions, so just know you've got to look at every situation from many different directions. But keep charging ahead, and don't take no for an answer, because, and I want you to expect miracles to happen, okay? Expect that nothing but good things are going to ride in on that magic steed. Also, I see Archangel Daniel, who is Archangel of families and unities and relationships,
And he's just saying he is really assisting you right now in your relationships. So be open to his help. Ask him to walk by your side. Ask him to pray with you to God and your angels to help. Ask your angels to help pray with you to God that they all align things just as they should be for, you know, for any family situation. And that's the message I have for you today. I hope that resonates.
Yes, it did.
Wonderful. Wonderful. DC, what do you have for us?
Yes, Roz, this is DC. The first thing I have is Archangel Michael is present with you, and he's going to give you the courage that you need and help you to release the fear that you have, okay?
Okay.
Archangel Michael is this beautiful, powerful angel, and he's saying that it's time to make changes in your life, Roz, okay? And
okay.
As you do, you know that every step of the way you're going to be safe. So I don't know if you've been connecting with Archangel Michael, but he's saying when you have time, you know, have a heart-to-heart, you know, conversation with him and let him know everything that's been on your mind and in your heart. And, you know, you can never, you know, take up too much of his time. He can be with you and everyone else who needs him at the same time. Okay? And I'm getting that, you know, your life is magical right now. This is a beautiful, magical time for you. And my dog, Ginger, is coming in, and she's giving you a magic wand, okay?
Right.
So she wants you
Thank
to start
you.
Creating the life of your dreams. She's saying, you know, Roz, create the life of your dreams, okay? And you've got to remember that, you know, we're spirit, you know, having a human experience. So she's saying, Roz, you know, you've got to, like, open your eyes and look all around you. There's magic all around you. And if you turn around and you start looking, you're going to see you're supported by your guides, there's angels, there's gods, there's goddesses. You have a divine team around you. And just open your arms wide to receiving all the blessings that are coming your way. Okay? So you truly have to believe in that your life is amazingly magical because it's going to be. Okay? She's putting on this lion mane, okay? And she's saying, you know, she's gonna walk with you so you don't have any fear, and she wants you to inhale, and then she wants you to exhale. And as you do, you're going to be able to really relax, and you're going to feel, you know, the courage and confidence that you need to move forward on your journey, okay? So just have trust and have faith, and really know that you possess all the power that you need. Roz, you're a beautiful warrior of love, okay, and you are fearless. You've got to know that. Okay, and the angels are saying you've got to be a little bit more patient, that everything is going to be revealed to you in angel time, okay?
Okay.
So angel time, of course, as we know, is a little bit different than earthly time, okay? But it is divine timing, and Archangel Raphael is stepping forward, and he's letting you know that you are love and you are light radiating, and you're shining upon the whole world to see. Okay, so please, at this time, he's saying, Roz, just be at peace. Just let go of everything that no longer serves your highest and best. And just be open to giving and to receiving. Okay, so life is going to be absolutely amazing. And it's going to be everything that you could have envisioned and more. Okay, so just go with the flow. Release yourself from what's holding you back. You know, you've got to just let go of that worry. It doesn't serve you any longer. Okay. And I'm getting, like, these little hearts around you. Are you in a relationship with someone?
Yes.
Okay, well, I feel like it's going to get just deeper and deeper. The relationship is just going to get better and better. And I'm hearing soulmate relationships. Okay? Yeah, I'm hearing, you know, the power of love, okay? So just connect with that beautiful power of love as well. And I'm seeing a little garden. You plant your seed. And, you know, the seedlings are coming up. So you're just waiting right now to think about, you know, all the opportunities that are going to come your way. Okay? So use this time wisely because, you know, this quiet, like, you know, between the action is not going to last too much longer. It's only a temporary little break, Roz, okay?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay, things are going to go into fast gear, so you've got to be ready, hon, okay? And that's what we have for you. I hope that helped.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Stay in touch with us. Thank you, Roz.
Blessings.
I will. Have a great day.
All right. Bye.
You too.
Okay. Arlene, I'm just going to try to pull up a caller. This, the board is, like, really nuts. I don't know what's wrong with it. Okay.
All right. Well, I keep hearing background voices.
Yeah. Area code 708. It's really great to connect with you. This is DC and Eileen, and you're here live on Angel Antics.
Hi, DC. It's Cindy.
Oh, hi, Cindy.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Eileen. I don't know if Eileen remembers me, but I need to know what's going on with my special man.
All right. Well, let's see what we've got. Let's see what your angels want you to know, right?
Okay.
Yeah, that's always our best bet, just to ask them. Just set that intention. What do you want me to know today? Well, I see that many delays are over, and things are going to really start moving fast for you now. And in fact, it'll be more like everything is happening at once, like there was a fire lit and everybody's just, you know, finally excited to move forward and into new endeavors and have a lot of ingenuity. And I'm also seeing that wishes will come true. So let those concerns fade away. And moreover, when you stop thinking about you, it's kind of like, what's her name? Hicks, whatever her first name is. You know, she has you think about something for 17 seconds and really intensify thinking about it, and then you just let it go and you go on about your day, just as you always would.
Abraham Hicks.
So, yes. And so, you know, just know that by doing that, And setting that intention is really the best thing you can do right now. Not only that, it's going to empower you. So just know that in your own loving way, that the benefits are going to come to yourself as you want them to. You deserve the best, and you've been reaching for the stars, and your dreams are up there in the stars. So continue to reach and let those desires and, you know, be allowed, be willing to accept them for yourself. And just, you know, charge forward. You're doing the right thing, and the solution appears to you as it should. Things unfold. They don't open, you know, some people get doors that open for them. Other people's lives unfold step by step. So just take it step by step, and as it unfolds, step forward. And that's the message your angels want you to know today.
All right. Thank you, Eileen.
You're welcome. DC, what do you have for Cindy?
Okay. Cindy, what I'm getting is things upswing, but you might have to try something a little bit different, okay? Is what the angels are showing me. And
I'm sorry,
saying,
I didn't hear what you said, things or what?
Everything is on the upswing, okay?
Oh, okay.
So what you put out there is going to, you know, it's really going to come back to you, you know, maybe like threefold, like what you put out, it's coming back more for you. But I'm also getting, Ginger is saying, love's not always sunshine and flowers, sister, okay? So you've got to put a little bit more work, you know, into this relationship, is what she's saying. So I'm getting that maybe, like, try things in a different way, see things in a different way, you know?
Okay.
Okay.
Because I'm not
I'm
with
just
them
getting,
yet.
You know, no, just relax a little bit, though. You've got to relax a little bit more is what Ginger's saying, okay?
Okay.
And she's saying, have you tried to sit down and really talk with him and have this honest discussion? You know, put your cards on the table is what I'm getting.
Okay.
Okay. And, you know, I'm getting, you know, the word transformation, okay? But in the interim, Cindy, are you loving yourself first?
Yes, I am.
So that's... Okay, so keep loving yourself. That's really important, okay? And if you're able to have, like, a, you know, a nice discussion with this person, you've got to be open to sitting down, you know, with them and just hearing what they have to say, okay? And I'm getting, you know, you're going to understand why it's taking so long, okay? Because right now you're questioning, like, why is it taking so long, okay?
Right.
So just let, you know, just let it happen. But, you know, if you have time, just, you know, ask him to sit down, maybe have a cup of coffee or something, and just try to talk a little bit. I'm getting there maybe like a woman around that may help to, you know, get the ball rolling. So I don't know, if, you know, who the women in your life are around there. But Ginger is saying, whatever you do, Cindy, just stay positive, okay?
Okay.
Don't lose hope, okay? Okay, are you focused right now? Are you still focused on your job?
I just had a second interview for a full-time position. Yeah, I've been focusing on that a lot, yes.
Because that's what I'm getting. Like, you've been focused on, yes, you've been focused on money so much that I don't see, like, there's, Ginger's showing me, like, this room, and it's so crowded with everything that there's no space for love right now. So you've got to make room for love, you know, in your heart and, of course, you know, in your surroundings, okay?
Okay. Do you see I'm going to get this job?
Okay, one moment. But you can't be too focused on the job if you want love, Cindy, okay?
I know.
So that's what the angels are saying. That's what I think is causing a little bit of an issue, okay?
Well,
I'm getting
I don't want to just focus on him, and then, you know what I mean? I need to
just move
on
fine, but that's
things happen.
Right, and that's what's happening with you. That's what, you know, what's coming about because you were focused on more so on money, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's okay, but I just, you know, everything is going to work out good for you. So just, you know, just know that. And you have a lot of, oh my gosh, you have a lot of family and spirit that are, you know, working with you, and they're helping you with your love life, okay? And Cindy,
awesome.
you're a beautiful soul, and you're filled with great wisdom. There's nothing to be afraid about. Just, you know, try to relax a little bit, okay? Do you have a lot of books around you?
No.
Okay, because
no.
I'm getting books. Do you like to read a lot? Because I'm just, there's something with books around you. I don't understand what the message is.
I used to. I just haven't taken the time to do it lately.
Okay. Okay, and I have to ask you, too, have you been thinking about going back to school for anything?
No. I have a 4-year degree. That's it.
Okay. Okay, because they're saying something, maybe it has to do with the 4-year degree. Okay. But everything is going to work out for you. I said, you know, I see that it will work out, but you've got to, like I said, you've got to have a little bit more of, you know, an even balance between love and money. As far as, you know, your job, be very optimistic, and, you know, your wishes are coming true. And then make a little bit room, you know, in your life as well and in your heart for love, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I'm getting you've got to keep your emotions in check as well, Cindy, okay?
What do you mean by
and
that?
And focus. Well, I feel like at times you wear your heart on your sleeve and different things.
I do.
Keep everything in. Yeah, and just focus on what you want specifically from the relationship. Focus on it, okay?
Okay.
And Ginger is saying, Cindy, every day say, today is one of the best days of my life. Okay? But things are, they're turning out for you, so please hang in there, Cindy, okay?
Do you see what he's feeling?
Honey, I have to move on to the other people here. If you'd like to call us back, you know, for our next show, that would be fine. But I do have a couple more callers to take, Cindy, okay?
All right.
Thank you, honey.
All right,
God
thank
bless.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Okay, I have to try to see if I could restore some of these callers here. This is, like, really crazy.
Yeah.
Area code 940,
you know,
you're live with Angel Antics, 940.
Hi, this is Sharon. How are you?
Hi.
I just want to know what my angels have for me.
Oh, lovely. Always my favorite, like I said. See, it's actually what I do best. Wow. Well, they really do want to talk to you. I've got a couple of major cards here that are saying that, let me see what I feel from them.
Yeah.
Have you been on kind of a working towards a more spiritual path, learning different modalities of practices?
Yes, yes.
Okay. I don't usually ask questions. I usually try to just only give what I read, but I was pushed to ask. So with that said, you need to seek out more spiritual organizations for unity. That unity
okay.
is going to help you develop further and much quicker than to work by oneself, study by oneself. Community, unity, whether you find a Buddhist temple and go to meditation on whatever night per week they offer an open meditation, whether you join a weekend full moon celebration where you meet like-minded people, whether you take a class on, you know, Reiki, energy work, card readings, mixed for words here, but you know what I mean, to take some sort of spiritual development classes, a Kundalini class, depending on where your path is, and what your next step for learning is, I probably named some that would be not recommended for you. But take your leap of faith. Follow. It's actually been a dream of yours. And if you actually jump into it and follow your dreams, you are going to find that there are some unexpected opportunities that are going to open up for you. But you have to make the commitment. Because it is a commitment that is once you start working with the energies, if you give it up, it's harder to bring it back and bring that energy back in around you once you've got it swirling. An energy that's already in motion stays in motion. So, once you jump in, keep that energy in motion. It's going to bring you to a place of peace within yourself. You are going to feel much more contented. You're going to have a great life of abundance in that way. You're going to have a happy home life, happy outside life. Just a successful completion of this stage of your life is what it's going to bring around to you. I also see that you, part of what you should maybe work, one of the things that is your area is being very connected with the earth. So some spiritual work can often not always be a spiritual class, but can maybe be volunteering in an area of compassion that you're connected with. So if it's being an earth child, going out and helping replant trees in the forest, forestation of some type, doing things like that, being an active member, going through the community park, the town park, picking up trash. A lot of groups get together, will canvas. So doing those things will connect you with like people. But you yourself are also a messenger, and you are really an earth angel, like I was saying, which is about being happy and being like heaven on earth and, caring for others just as God cares for his angels and his angels care for us. It is all cyclic. This is all connected. And so as we care for one another, we are being, I feel every day is when you look into someone's eyes, you really don't know that you aren't, you just do it believing that you are looking into the eyes of Christ, that you are looking into the eyes of God, and that every person you meet are, including yourself, And part of this is looking into your own eyes in the mirror each day and really looking into your eyes and knowing and telling yourself, I love you, because you are looking into the eyes of the Creator and you are part of that creation, and it's intertwined.
Yes, that's beautiful.
It is safe for you to be powerful. It is okay. Loving that way will benefit you. And it'll also benefit others. And just be yourself. Just come into your own is what I'm hearing is come into your own. That path cycle of your life, it really has come to an end. And so, as I said before, call upon your angels. They will move you forward. They're going to guide you into that next step. And real deep, deep, beautiful, trusted knowing, just living in knowing, is coming to you. It awaits you right now. Step into it. And that's what your angels want you to know. That's what your angels want you to know.
Wow, that's beautiful. Thank you.
Angel blessings.
Thank you.
Yes.
You too.
Sharon, this is DC. This is
Hi,
DC. I have a little bit more for you. Hi, honey. I'm getting that you are a natural healer, like an energy healer. You have the ability to heal yourself and others. I don't know if you've, you know, realized that.
I haven't realized that I can heal myself because I've been, I have an eye issue right now that I've been dealing with. So, yeah, I haven't learned that part of it. I do know I'm a healer for others.
Okay. Well, you know, we really don't heal ourselves. What I do is just, you know, put your hands on the area that you want healed and just allow Jesus to come in and do the healing, you know? And that's one of the easiest ways because we connect, Eileen and I connect with the angels and the divine and everything, and we're just, you know, conduits. We don't do the healing. You know, so allow, you know, the divine to come in. Put your hand in those areas, hon. And I'm also getting entrepreneurial self-employment as well. So down the road, you may be, you know, thinking about, you know, and that's the angels are giving you a thumbs up, and they're saying the word success. We have Angel Rimiel coming in. He's the Archangel of Hope. And he's just saying to please have faith that all is well. Your hopes and your dreams are, you know, they're being made manifest. They will be in physical form. Everything is unfolding as it is intended for your highest and your best, okay? And there's angels all around you. I'm seeing all these angels around you, but they can't, you know, they can't intrude on your life. You've got to ask them to come in, give them permission to help you, okay? Because they'll never intrude unless you, you know, and you're in a situation that, you know, your life is in danger. But invite the angels in. They're everywhere. Close your eyes and just feel their presence.
Yes,
and, you know,
I feel them.
You're needing, ask right now. And I also have an Ascended Master coming in. I have Moses coming in, and he's saying that you have the power to heal, you know, the course of the situation. But you've got to take charge, and you've got to, you know, step into that leadership role that you were meant to have. Decide what you want, be clear on, you know, what you're wanting. Okay, and the universe is going to respond when you're really clear about what it is that you are wanting, okay?
Okay.
So be open and honest about what you're feeling. Make that decision. You can't be passive anymore. And give yourself the permission that you need to do what you know is right. So don't wait any longer and just take action, okay? And that's what I have for you. I hope that helped you, Sharon.
Yes, it did. Thank you so much.
God bless you, honey. Stay in touch with
you.
Angel.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye.
Okay, Eileen, we're down to the last 6 minutes.
All right.
And I'm just going to try to pick up a call really fast. I mean, the phone has been, the phone line here is crazy. They just have been bouncing around here, so I don't know who is what. I'm going to try to take one more caller here. Okay. Hi, area code 650. You're live with Angel Antics.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. My name is Miranda. I'd love a general reading.
Wonderful.
Okay, great.
And it was Laura?
No, Miranda.
Oh, Miranda.
Yes, yes.
Well, thank you for calling Angel Antics. And what I have to tell you is that you have a very promising business venture that is opening up for you right now, and there is going to be some business documents, some very important contracts and agreements, and you just need to make sure that you read them carefully. But it will be a good choice. It's going to bring in an inflow of abundance really to you. But please make sure that you read those contracts carefully and that you've, you know, reviewed them, even if you have to, you know, pay a short visit to a lawyer to have them read through. But it really is going to open up a really new, exciting phase in your life. This new endeavor is going to use your originality and your ingenuity to get it really off the ground going. So I'm thinking that maybe this contract has to do with a backer of some type. But just make sure that, you know, that they're not taking too much, because it is your ingenuity. It is your original idea. And, you know, at some point you may want to, at some point way down the line, you may want to sell it. But while you're getting it off the ground, it should be your greatest benefit, not someone else's. But then again, financial support to get it off the ground is going to be important. So, you know, make sure that contract is read through well. But know that have the hope and faith that, you know, that positivity is really going to come out of this. This is really something that's going to be great. It is right on the horizon right now, and you might not quite be able to see it, but know that it is there and it is coming to you. You know, don't worry about it at all. I also see that there's going to be a lot of tranquility and peace about this, because it's just going to make a smooth road ahead for you, and it's going to be doing what you resonate with. You're going to feel good about this. You get to do what you really want to do, what you feel your purpose is. You're going to actually get to do that. And it's going to feel like that's where you always belonged. Call upon your guides, your angels. They will help you through this process. It is going to take a little bit of moving forward, a little bit of personal growth. But know that it is helping you. It is your life purpose. It is moving you forward. And call them in and ask them for their guidance. And that's the message I have for you. I hope that resonates with you.
Thank you. I'm not quite sure, but we shall see.
All right. You're welcome.
And Miranda, this is DC. Hi. The angels are saying, Miranda, you have the right to have a positive and happy life, okay? So start, expecting that, okay? They're surrounding your whole beautiful being with light and positive energy, and they're saying just direct it towards, you know, what you are wanting to achieve. You've got to accept yourself the way your life is right now, you know, and you've got to heal it before you can move forward. You're going through a major transformation right now, so things may be a little crazy, but when all is said and done, you're going to manifest. You have the power to change your reality. So start thinking about what you want and make it a good one, Miranda. Light and love, hon.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye, angel blessings. I hope that new project comes out.
Okay, Eileen, we're down to the last minute.
All right.
Okay.
Well, do we want to just close out and tell everybody light and love?
Yeah, the board is a little crazy. It's just not, you know, cooperating. But I want to thank you for, you know, flying in, even though your wings weren't working.
Oh, I know. And boy, oh, boy. Life has just been bouncing along so much. I don't know how I ever kept up with the turbulence going on. But that's okay. It really hasn't affected me, brought me down. I just kind of, it's happening all over. A lot of energy bouncing around here in the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
You know,
oh,
like
you
said, I heard the energy was going to be bouncing around until October 31st. From the solar through October 31st, the energy was going to be bouncing, and I will admit, I've noticed it. I'm not sure if you have, but I have.
So,
yes.
With that said,
definitely.
Hang on to your hats, boys and girls. We're going for a ride.
You and Eileen, we're twisted together, so we'll be okay.
Right.
And we'll be back.
Yeah, we'll just be back in the twister. Keep going.
Definitely. I love you, Eileen,
yeah.
And I love all our beautiful callers, and I can't wait to connect again next week.
Oh, me too. I love you, DC. Angel blessings to everyone. I love you. We're so thrilled that you call us and ask for your angel guidance through us. We appreciate having the time to share your messages with you. It's a gift that we're lucky enough to share. So thank you for honoring us. DC, I love you. I'll talk to you very, very soon.
Bye. Okay. Good night, everyone. God bless. Bye-bye now.